I'm Justin Miller, owner and host of the Legends of Athletics podcast, and this is another legendary episode. I want to thank each and every one of you that have taken the time to make this podcast part of your daily routine, a weekly routine at this point. Whether you listen to this at morning, afternoon, or night, we do not take your support for granted. We have definitely been growing on Spotify, and that has been great and tremendous. And we have also been climbing the ranks slowly but surely on Apple Podcasts. And so we appreciate each and every one of you that have made us a part of your life, and those that have taken the time to share with someone that this is a great podcast or a podcast worth listening to every now and then. So with that, before we get into the episode, of course, y'all know I got to ask for the housekeeping. Sorry about that. Y'all know I had to ask for housekeeping. So we just ask that you share this with someone and tell somebody to tell somebody, because that helps us move up in the rankings in the podcasting space, and that helps us to be better at what we do. Let us know what we're doing great. Let us know what we can improve on, and let us know how we're helping you, if we are helping you. And so we just ask that. Follow us on social media at Legends of Athletics. Across all social media, we're on most platforms. And so if you type in Legends of Athletics, we should pop up. And if it's not us, then, you know, we will have to take care of that legally. But with that, let's jump right into the episode for tonight or today or this afternoon, whenever you're listening. And let's jump right in. And so my question is, what are you willing to do to be successful? What are you willing to do to be successful? And what is your formula for success? I was listening. So I get inspired by things I see on social media. I'm not on social media as much as people may think, but I do get inspiration from social media. My algorithm is very friendly to me, so I'm not I don't really have bad things to say about social media algorithms. But anyway, I was watching this video and they were talking about the formulas to success and things of that nature. And they used Mike Tyson, and they were talking about Mike Tyson whenever he worked with his famous trainer. Sorry, I had to move this mic closer. But when he worked with his famous trainer, Custy Amato. And for any of those that know boxing history or have followed Mike Tyson in his career, then we know how much of an impact that Custy Amato had on Mike Tyson. When he had Cus in his corner, he was undefeated. He had the mentality of a savage. He was able to go out there and defeat opponents. He also made the peekaboo style of boxing very famous. Mike Tyson was everything that you did not want to see in the ring. And he was truly a champion, and the youngest champion for a reason, because he was head and shoulders above the competition. And so they were talking about Mike Tyson and the formula for success. A lot of times trainers do not get a lot of spotlight or shine for an athlete's career and success. But if you look across the board, many people, whether it be a trainer, a mentee, a mentor, or whoever they deem to be a guiding force for them, those people have gone on to have great success. And so with that, we looked at Mike Tyson's career before and after the death of Custy Amato. As most know, like I said, that follow his career, we know that Cus at some point in Mike's career did pass away. And so after that, you know, you could see the formula kind of die off. Mike became a little less disciplined. He was surrounded by the wrong people. His team tried to change up the style and the things that worked. And subsequently, Mike became human. And that's when we seen Buster Douglas happen. And then we start seeing other losses, such as him losing his cool against Evander Holyfield, biting his ear off and things like that happen post Custy Amato. And so sometimes we go through life and we have to look at the formula for success. We have to look at what has worked for us and what has worked against us. And it's sometimes easy to go off the grid or go off the path that has already been beaten, or go off the path of what has worked for us in the past or what is currently working, because we want to be innovative. And nothing is wrong with being innovative. We want to be innovative in order to be successful. But we must stick to the basis. Our basis and our base must always lead us to what has worked for us. I think that's what any great person that is leading you or any great person that is trying to be a guide to you, that's what they're able to do to improve that formula. The thing about coaching, and I'm a coach, and this is sticking to the formula of success. The thing about coaching is what I'm in the business of is invoking human performance. And so I want to inspire you as human beings and athletes as human beings to go beyond what you think is or you're capable of, to go beyond your mental capacity and create something new. That's truly what a champion is. I can say that I've been on many great teams, and I've been on teams that were not so great. And I have never at any level, whether it be rec league, intramurals, high school, at any level, won a championship outside of, like, if you say band. But in team sports, I've never won a championship just due to being able to go beyond yourself. I've seen a lot of things, like even on good teams, where the egos come into play, and you have players that say what they will and what they won't do. And then you have coaches that have to learn how to manage these egos. And then on bad teams, you just get like a disbelief in what y'all can do, or, oh, here we go again, or, you know, just people not buying into the system. And so it's very important that you know and notice what your winning formula is. There have been many great coaches such as Phil Jackson who innovated, or, you know, brought about the triangle offense. That's what he's known for, is a triangle offense, getting the ball up the court, condensing the floor, creating space and things like that. And so you get players such as Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant to buy into a system that has already been proven to work. And the thing I think about today is that I think a lot of people just don't have patience to see if the system is going to work. That's where you get journeymen. And this is what I call kids and athletes that go from trainer to trainer to trainer. You also see it in professional sports with players that go from team to team to team, hunting that championship but never being able to capture it. And so you have to be able to take that time to see what the formula is, work with the formula, and then go about your way. It's kind of like when people cook cookies or bake. Some of you are great bakers out there. And when they bake cookies, they can say, well, this is what's missing, or it needs this, because they know their formula, or the consistency isn't correct, or something is off. But they also know when it's on. And so a lot of us walk around in life, we walk around clueless because we're not sure what works for us. We're not sure what doesn't work for us. We're not sure what we should do, what should be doing, and what we should not be doing, because we just kind of mope or just mosey along through life, just frolicking through the tulip, so to speak. And that's great, but we got to be able to examine ourselves and examine what it is that we need and what it's going to take. I know one of the questions that I ask athletes whenever I start training them is, what is your ultimate goal? I think that has become cliche these days due to the social media hype, the following, likes, and things like that, is that a lot of kids say, well, I want to be a scholarship athlete. I want to be a person who changes the trajectory of what people believe and things like that. And that's great. But then I follow that question up with, well, what are you willing to do to make that happen? How can you make that happen? How will you make that happen? And that's where we meet the bumps in the road, because it's a little, I don't know. I'm not willing to make that sacrifice. I'm not willing to do this or do that. I'm not willing to train in season. I'm not willing to go and really lay it on the line and really sacrifice preseason. I'm not willing to make one calendar year about the essence of the team. I'm not willing to take five less shots to create more opportunities for other players. And that's what that's ultimately what it takes. That's a winning formula. Same thing with coaching. Like, my coaching style, it took time to find it, but then it also took me time to perfect it. And even now, I'm in year 9, I'm still perfecting it. I'm still learning new things. I'm forever a student. That's one of the things that I always try to say to different people. It's forever. You have to forever be a student, forever be learning the game, forever be excited about the game, because when you're around it so long and you're around it so much, at some point it's going to get dull to you. But when you learn new creases, new nuances, new things like that, then you're able to say, well, That's something that I didn't know. That's something that I can add. And sometimes it takes you going back to the basics in order to execute at the level that you're at a high level. And so I want you to remember this as well. Who you are today is not going to be, it's gotten you to the point to be at the door. But to be who you ultimately want to be, it's not going to take you to where you want to be. You have to add. You have to add to your game. You have to execute at a high level. And you have to do those things consistently and consistently well. Consistency, and I want you to listen to this, consistency does not equal perfection. Consistency does not equal perfection. Consistency just means we're going and we're moving in a direction to accomplish a goal that we have set before ourselves. And once you do that, then you're good. If you look for the road of perfection, it's never going to happen. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is on every day 100%. But you must execute and pay attention to the details. And so I hope that this podcast episode helped. I don't want to be too long-winded. This is one that's just going to be motivational. Legends of Athletics podcast. We are not solely talking about sports. We do make a lot of sports references. But I just ultimately want to be a help to you that listen, to you that may use this to add fuel to your fire, to invoke change, invoke a new thought. I just want to make sure that we're doing that. And so I hope that this episode was great to you. I hope that you got something from it. And if you like it, hey, tell somebody about it. Share it. Let's build. Let's grow it. And as always, take this road that is less traveled, but not to your success. Look at the things that have made you successful and make sure that you stay with those things and keep those things in your bag while you're taking that road that's less traveled to do something that's never been done. Make sure that you're getting 1% better each and every day. That's not perfection, but that you're getting better each and every day. And until next time, make sure that you are always, always, always being legendary. Be legendary.